Mission, Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Kept in the secret tunnel by poles of stone, Rocky and Yan fight desperately for their lives. Meanwhile, fearing that they've been captured, Mitch and Ann go in search of them. Losing their way in the rotten jungle, they walk into a nest of trouble.
Yan, I guess we've been walking in circles.
Why?
Oh, we're back where we started. Them guys over there have a notion. Hear that, Ann?
Yes.
Tickle, my tonsils were sunk. That was a gorgeman.
It all wrong.
Oh, we walked slap bang in the gorge hand.
They're coming after us.
And you'll be ready to make a dash for it. I'll give these guys something to think about with my gun. Now, when I yell, scram.
Mitch, there's one behind you.
Sneak up on me, would you? Grab this, fella.
Mitch, they're coming from all sides.
It's close, Ann. I'll handle this, Rooster. Here's something to remember me by. And this. How am I doing, Ann?
Wonderful.
I'll do better when I can use my gun.
Yeah,
the same to you with bottle top.
What's happening?
Oh, they've had it. Look at them running for it. Now I'll pump some bullets into them. Now you scram, Ann. I'll cover you.
Well, go on.
Don't stand there.
Mitch, I can't move. Why not? I don't know. My legs feel like lead.
Here, I'll carry you. We gotta go. Say, I can't move neither.
What's wrong with us?
Try to walk, Ann.
It would be of little use.
Who the heck are you?
I am Gorg, King of Venus.
Listen, ugly mug.
You cannot escape me. You are my prisoner.
Listen, ugly puss. Who the heck? What the heck are you going to do to us?
You are in no danger.
Why can't we move?
Because I direct this ray gun upon you both. It is most effective, no? It is not lethal, but it has a paralyzing effect.
Yeah, well, turn it off.
Certainly. On condition that you both behave yourself.
Okay. We know when we're beaten.
Should you attempt to run away, you die. Understand?
Yeah.
Very well. First, hand your weapons to my men. Thank you. Soon you will feel better. I have turned off the ray. Now, I would speak with the woman.
You lay one teensy-weensy little finger on
you
her.
Be quiet.
Listen, ugly.
Enough, or I shall send you over to the robots. They would like something to play with. The woman is very lovely, Yoel.
Yes, sire, very.
She pleases me. What name are you called?
That's her business.
Don't miss.
Yeah, but Ann,
there's no sense in annoying him. I'm Ann Vernon.
Ann? Her voice is lovely, too, yo.
Her name is strange, sire. We have no woman called such on Venus.
Names matter little. How white you are, little one.
Am I?
Compared to our people, very white. However that pleases me, I grow tired of our dark women.
Very? You speak very good English.
Yes, I do. I learned when our ridiculous ex-president feared you earthlings would invade us. You invade us, you are too busy fighting with one another to achieve anything great.
Too many of your people understand English.
Only a few of the more intelligent. Personally, I find your tongue, apart from French, difficult to acquire. However, I am more interested in you. Let me feel your arm.
Leave me alone.
The little one has courage. You, come.
Why, you ugly face swine.
He's not hurt.
Oh, you beast, you killed him.
He will recover. You merely knocked him unconscious. Come away from him.
He needs attention.
Imok.
Carefully, you. Do not harm the lovely one. No, I would speak with her.
Little one,
you must tell me where your friends are.
Who?
Votian and his father.
I don't know.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. And who will tell me at once? Where is Yan? Otherwise, I will be forced to make you talk.
It will be good to get out of this tunnel, Rocky.
Yeah, we won't be long now. Evidently, Gorg didn't bother looking past this rock fall near the entrance.
It is as well for us that he did not.
Hey, well, there we are. Made the hole a little larger this time. I don't want to stick halfway again. Well, I'll go first, Yan.
Very well.
And listen, keep your voice down till I give the word that all's clear. Yeah. All right.
Careful. The rocks are falling. Careful, or you will start another fall.
I'm almost through.
Anyone there?
Wait. All clear? Come on through.
I'm... on my way, another yard, There. It seems awfully quiet.
Yes.
Perhaps they have all left, Rodden.
Oh, there are certain to be some guards left. All right, Yen, follow me. And keep your eyes open for trouble.
Will you use the torch?
Oh, we'll have to. It's pitch black in the street.
Yip, look! Look in the light of the torch.
Great God! Oh, Yen, they have made a mess.
Gold was as good as his threat.
Certainly was.
Has burnt Rodden to ashes.
That's about all that's left.
Oh, he will pay for this.
Quiet.
Is there someone in the street?
I thought I saw someone in the torch beam. Oh, it's all right. It's a post.
I cannot get over the destruction. The whole town is ruined.
Yeah, and there's one thing that struck me.
Yes?
If he's destroyed those escalators, we're finished. We won't be able to get out.
That does not worry me. There are exits and entrances to every street level.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten that.
I presume they will be guarded.
Oh, my gosh, yes, Yan, I believe you're right. Well, the place is deserted. Well, this street is anyway. And I think we're safe.
Not so fast, Rocky. We still have to pass through the exit.
Well, the sooner the better. Come on, lead the way.
The opening is only a few yards ahead of us.
Oh, good.
What now?
Well, we creep to the entrance and tackle any guards.
Without guns?
Well, we'll have to.
But, Rocky?
You'd be surprised what damage can be done with a well-directed right hook. Now, come on. Move forward slowly.
We will have little chance against armed men, Rocky.
Well, you'll just leave the scrapping to me.
Oh, I am not afraid.
Now, don't speak.
Is there any guard?
Oh, I haven't seen one. All right, we're at the entrance.
Rocky, there is no one here?
No.
Then we are safe?
We're not out of the wood yet.
But Gorg and his men have gone.
Where to? That's the big question. They might be hiding someplace.
Surely they would have waited here.
Well, I suppose they would have, but... Well, it's funny, him leaving the place unguarded. Unless he didn't expect us to come back this way.
We only waste time by talking. Let us go into the jungle and hurry towards the Sagros Ocean.
All right.
My father, Anne, and Mitch will be waiting there for us. Come.
For hours you have refused to answer my questions. It is silly, Mitch.
Sir, go scratch yourself.
Shy. One of them ought to come. Is you see Ivok?
No, your...
I will make him speak.
You're wasting your time, pal.
Where are your friends?
I told you, in the blue streak and the way back to work.
They have not been near the blue streak. My men guard it well.
Well, seeing you know so much, you tell me where they are.
Perhaps you is right. Yes, you is right. A little more treatment might help you to remember where you left them.
Your bodyguard will pay for cracking me on the head.
Enough of your tongue rattling. Already the darkness approaches, and I would find Vokda and your friends before night descends upon us. Mitch? I give you your last chance to talk.
Well, thanks very much. But how can I talk with my hands tied, huh? quit crying.
You do not expect me to release you, surely.
Well, might talk if you do.
And also you might try to run away. Oh, no. You remain as you are.
Look, I've had you, ugly pet.
Silence! You address the King of Venus.
Well, a big man. You might be the big shot here, but you give me a pain in the stomach.
Where are your friends?
Well, strange to tell, I got no idea. Listen, you muck.
Answer me. Go on, answer me.
Won't make me babble, brother.
No, perhaps I won't. Then perhaps the lovely Anne will.
Sure. Nah, she's been struck dumb. You know, it often happens with beautiful dames. They get so mad, but they just can't talk.
Is that so, Mitch? Well, I think we might be able to persuade her to say something.
Listen, sourpuss, you touch her and I'll tear you into little bits.
Quiet. I have no intention of harming her. However, she may give us the information we require when she sees you, being treated.
Treated? How do you mean?
Take no notice of him, ma'am.
The lovely one still has her voice.
Never mind that.
And fire in her eyes. It pleases God.
You lay one hand on her and I'll knock you silly.
What are you going to do with Mitch?
We would be very gentle with him, won't we, Joe? Of course, you could save him pain by telling us how I can find your friend.
I don't know.
That's a girl, Anne. That's
you
a girl.
Don't know. The lovely one should not lie to me.
Why don't you shut up crawling? You'll get nothing out of her.
Very well, we shall see. Yo, prepare this earthling for treatment. We shall soon loosen the tongue of the woman. Well, do as I command. At once!
His face purple with anger, Gorg snapped out command. Soon Mitch is pegged to the ground, his shirt stripped from his body. Anne stares in horror as Gorg's crazy laughter rolls out across the jungle. Will she help Gorg to find our friends? How can Rocky and the others overcome this maniac? Be sure to be with us for the next exciting chapter of the Rocky Star Adventure. Destination, Venus!